Good morning and welcome to Welcome Home with Brandon Bartow of Bartow Builders on WOMT and Cub Radio. Today's program is made possible by these industry experts: Bank First, Bitter Newman, Brown Building Center, Carpets Plus of Manitowoc, Century 21 Aspire Real Estate Group, Lakeland Landscape, Madsen Tiling and Excavating, Maritime Plumbing and Mechanical, Park Regency of Manitowoc, Smoky Barbier Heating, Bricks in downtown Manitowoc, and by Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality. And now your host, Brandon Bartow. This is Welcome Home.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Welcome Home. I am Brandon Bartow, and today we have Tim from Maritime Plumbing here, and we're going to be talking a couple different topics, as stated. Tim, let's start off. Well, first of all, if you do have a question for Tim, please send that, or you could call it. Call us at the WMT Shoreline Talk or text line at 920-682-4674. And again, you can also text us at 920-682-4674. Tim, let's start off by talking about aging in place.
Okay, Brandon. First of all, thank you. Thanks for having me. Good morning, everyone. So age in place is obviously, as our community in Manitowoc here, everyone's getting a little older. Everyone wants to kind of stay in their house a little longer. And there's a lot of things that you and I can do to help that process along.
You bet. And let's start off with talking about in the bathroom first. So, you know, anytime that we're dealing with aging in place, we're talking about the entire home. If we have, if funds allow, but obviously we're going to go where the greatest need is and the largest concerns. But let's start with the bathroom and some of the thoughts and ideas that you have there when it comes to plumbing, the things that you guys have been involved in and helped not only Bartow Builders, but other contractors in the area deal with.
So a lot of the things are, you know, the doorway to the bathroom being wide enough to fit a wheelchair in, the shower. You know, a lot of these, the older homes in Manitowoc have the old cast iron tub. You know, right now it's harder for the elderly to lift that leg up and get it in the tub. So there's walk-in tiled showers, or there's walk-in tubs where you have a door on it. A lot of different ideas that we can come up with for the bathroom, ADA height toilets, countertops with no cabinet underneath it, so you can wheel up to a sink, not having the cabinet below. And then another thing that we're seeing a lot of is moving that laundry from the basement to the first floor.
So that's a good one.
Yeah, not having to deal with steps anymore.
Yeah, Tim, when we're talking about aging in place, like in these showers, we also have the ability to put the slide bars for the shower head, which allows if somebody has to be seated in a seated position, they're not getting water from 6.5 feet in the air, where they're just feeling like they're getting pounded on and they can't control it. You could slide that head down and not only be able to use it at that level, but also be able to then use it to clean the shower space throughout the area, which gives it dual purpose.
Exactly. And if we're thinking, you know, with a wheelchair, you know, you're limited on how far you can reach up. So it's nice to have that slide bar. It's nice to have the zero entry where you can just, you know, there's not the lip going into the shower. And we can either do that with a custom tiled shower, or they make the full ADA modules where it has the built-in seat, the grab bars, the slide bar, all in a unit already.
All right, Tim, we're going to take a call, but we're going to come back to this topic yet. Caller, go ahead with your question for Tim from Maritime Plumbing.
Hi, as far as the walk-in tubs, I would think somebody doesn't want to wait, half hour or whatever for them to drain. So would they require a bigger diameter drain so they can, so the water exits quickly? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
So some tubs, not all tubs, but they have a power drain, so it flushes, it empties faster. So on a typical walk-in style tub, it would be my issue, and I always explain that to customers, that you have to sit there while it fills and you have to sit there while it empties. So, but they do drain faster than your standard tub, and there is a full 2-inch size discharge on those tubs.
So one other thing that I want to add to that, as you know, if you have somebody that has experience in these types of remodels and the need that the consumer has, Bartow Builders always make sure that we have a heat source directly above that area. So a bath fan with a heater would be able to radiate that heat down on you as you are sitting there waiting for it to fill up, as well as you're waiting for it to drain. So there's some comfort allowed in that area. Tim, when it comes, let's go back to the shower area. And when we're talking about that shower area grab bars, for years, people were so worried about putting grab bars in. Let's say that the need is not there. Let's say we're talking about somebody in their 60s and, you know, they're still very active people, but, you know, this is going to be a remodel that's probably going to be the last remodel that they do. We encourage them to put the grab bars in. If they choose not to, we're always putting the backing in to be able to support those grab bars. But it is important for people to know and understand that the grab bars in today's world are not the typical institutional grab bars that that you may think of, or maybe thinking of the hospital looking grab bars. There are some very neat options and some very classy options that will go with all different types of decor.
Exactly. The color selections, the styles, size, everything, you can really make them blend in to whatever the surroundings is. So you don't, you know, they don't stand out like the big inch and a half stainless steel one that you would see in a commercial institution.
Yeah. And not only is it Bartow Builders that, you know, the most important player in this process of doing a remodel for aging in place is obviously the customer. The second most important person is a caregiver and or a medical professional. So they are going to advise us. Not only does Bartow Builders work within this realm, but the folks at Maritime Plumbing do as well. If somebody is stronger on one side of their body than the other, let's say they had a stroke and they have, you know, very little or hardly any mobility on one side, that would not be the side that we would want to put a grab bar on. So all of these conversations are had on site to make sure that we are doing these things properly.
For sure. It's really nice to have the owner on site actually stand in the shower, you know, near the toilet, and how they operate, how they move, where to place the grab bar.
Yeah, and there's many different options. There's also fold-down grab bars or fold-down uses that are available for the toilet or commode area for those that are, you know, maybe in a unique situation up near a vanity where you can't get a grab bar. There's lots of different options that are available. And not only can the folks at Bartow Builders help you with that, but obviously Maritime Plumbing and their supply professionals can help you with that. Tim, when we're referring to the walk-in tubs, is there anything that a consumer should be thinking about or looking at? Have you guys had success or not success with maybe a certain product?
The big thing is the door swing. Everyone forgets, you know, how your bathroom lays out. You don't want to have to walk past that door and then all of a sudden there's a wall. So you want to be able to open that door and walk right in. So the door swing's a big thing. And then I tell everyone with a walk-in tub to get the built-in heater. So, you know, you're sitting in that water, and let's say you want to sit in there for a little while, you have a built-in heater that circulates the water, so you can stay in there a little longer.
Right. That's a very good point as well, is not only do you have the heater in the tub, but to have something that's ambient that's controlling the airspace around you is also a good idea. You know, other things to think about too, which you can get through the supply professionals of Maritime Plumbing, is the robe hooks. You know, you think about those walk-in tubs, the first thing you're going to want is either a robe or a towel as soon as you get up and get out. So you want those nearby. Those are also things that are discussed and thought about while we're working on a job site.
Correct. You know, all those little options that a lot of people forget about, that, you know, those fine details that we want to take care of before the process starts.
You bet. All right, let's take our first break in the show, and we'll come back and continue to talk a little bit more about aging in place with Tim from Maritime Plumbing.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
I hear you are looking to update your home, but you don't want to do a major remodel. Bartow Builders can help. We can bring you the latest trends, assist in budgeting, and assist you in the design and selection process. Learn more about how we can help with all sorts of projects at BartowBuilders.com.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
At Bank First, we take great pride in supporting our community. We believe by working together, we can transform lives and build stronger communities for our future generations. giving back has allowed Bank First to develop meaningful relationships with local families, businesses, and nonprofit organizations. We believe these relationships strengthen us and the communities we serve. This is just another reason why it's different at First. Bank First, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your kitchen is your canvas, and you want to paint it beautifully without breaking the bank. At Bitter Newman, you can get the GE Cafe appliances you've been eyeing without the high price. Upgrade your kitchen and save up to $1,500 after rebate when you purchase four GE Cafe appliances, including a Pro Range or Wall Oven Cooktop Combo, plus a built-in refrigerator available in two finishes, Classic Stainless and GE's exclusive Black Slate. Shop Bitter Newman today and refresh with GE Cafe. Bitter Newman, your home delivered.
At Carpet Plus of Manitowoc, we have a reputation you can really stand on. We've been servicing your flooring needs for 30 years and providing you with selection, service, and know-how that you've come to depend on. We carry a wide selection of vinyl flooring, hardwood flooring, and carpeting from America's leading mills, which means exceptional value that you'll love. Stop by our showroom at 3315 Calumet Avenue in Manitowoc and see for yourself why Carpets Plus Manitowoc is the place to shop for carpet, vinyl flooring, and hardwood flooring. Free estimates on flooring and insulation.
Hi, this is Paul Brown, letting you know that Brown Building Center is fully open for business weekdays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Whether you want a fabulous new kitchen, weather-tight replacement windows, or a whole new house design. And as always, we offer free in-home measurements and free local delivery. Give us a call, stop in, or visit us online at brownbuilding.com today.
Build it, fix it, do it now.
In Manitowoc, Brown Building Center.
Century 21 Aspire Group. Recognized, respected, recommended.
A real estate team built on community relationships, built on trust.
The professionals of Manitowoc County.
Buying or selling, count on us online at C21Aspire.com.
Century 21 Aspire Group. Recognized, respected, recommended.
You're listening to Welcome Home, presented by Bartow Builders, here on 1240 Radio, WOMT.
And we're back, and today we're talking about aging in place with Tim from Maritime Plumbing. Tim, one place that we don't want to forget about is the kitchen, and that space also can be retrofitted and ready for somebody who is aging in place and making things a little bit easier for them.
Correct. So one of the big things in the kitchen is making sure there's not a cabinet under the sink, making sure you have the right style kitchen sink where the drains are offset to the back so you can wheel in there free, have movement, not your knees aren't hitting the drain lines and whatnot.
Right, and then the other thing to consider too is not that too many products out there anymore have turning knobs, but people that are arthritic, obviously having levers, not only on door handles, but also all plumbing faucets make things a lot easier. Reducing the number of levers down to one on a kitchen faucet obviously makes things a little bit easier as well.
Correct. Levers, that's an ADA requirement. Also now, pretty much any faucet, you know, your bathroom sink, your kitchen sink, the big new thing is the touchless or just where the fingertip touch to turn them on and off.
Yeah, right. So there's plenty of options out there that you could discuss with Maritime Plumbing if you are thinking about doing a remodel in your home to be able to age in place and be able to stay right where you're at. So, Tim, let's jump into custom showers. I know that together we have done quite a few custom showers, and we've done those in existing homes and we've done those in new home projects. The options are unlimited. I mean, you can do, I think we'll start off with the big shebang and just pretty much go over one that would have all of the options in it, and then we can reduce down to some of the other things that we've done.
I think, you know, so I get kind of excited when we start talking about large walk-in tiled showers and the things you can do with. You can have a steam generator, so you can have a wet steam sauna inside that shower. You can have Bluetooth speakers that are set right in the tile. You can have so many different wall tile shower heads, personal showers, rain shower heads.
Lighting.
It's really, each one is a custom design, what that homeowner wants and where you want those jets to hit the body. And there's so many things that you can do in these showers now.
So beyond that, Tim, they're also they can also be controlled electronically to the point where if you find a certain setting that you want every single day, you can actually have that so that it's a touchscreen. You set that setting, you walk out of the shower, you get that taken care of, you disrobe and you jump in the shower, and it's the same way every single day.
Correct. So there's multiple user modes. So you're user one, you like the water at 103, you like these two jets on, you want them pulsating, you push user one and it'll be set to your liking.
Yeah, and also if you go this far, also the lighting and the music.
Correct.
So it can be everything from whatever mood you're in when you're showering, you can be able to control that.
Yeah, it is. On days in the winter when you get home, you're working outside on the weekend or something, you hop into that shower. Yeah, it's very nice.
All right. Before we jump into the next one, we're going to take a text from Lee that came through. Lee, do you want to share that with us?
Yes, as soon as I get back to it here. There we go. They were wondering if you could give a ballpark figure on a walk-in tub.
Well, each one's a unique situation, so it's hard. But if I just to throw a ballpark out there, I would say the tub and installation, depending on carpentry and the layout of the bathroom, you're probably looking at $12,000 to $15,000.
Yeah, and the other thing that always the challenge is when people ask us those questions. Just to be clear for the person that texted in, thank you for the text, by the way. The challenge is always what is the makeup of your existing infrastructure in your home. So if we get there and you have galvanized water lines in your home and they're half plugged because they're corroded from the inside. And you can't even get the volume of water through there. Or if you have cast iron drain, that type of stuff. Those are all things that are also going to have to be included in the project. So when people say, how much did your walk-in tub cost? If you have brand new plumbing and a house that's 2 years old, it's going to be drastically different than somebody else that has a house that's 100 years old.
Correct. Every install is a unique install.
You bet. Back to the showers. So we also have done showers where, if we want to talk about the aging in place, where we've gone into somebody's house that's 100 years old, and we have revamped that so that they can have a zero clearance shower. So Bartow Builders has done the framing and the carpentry work to be able to lower the floor system and structurally make it sound, and then you guys have come in and taken care of the plumbing. And I think that's important to say, you know, like, you guys can do these awesome features in new construction as well as in existing, but in existing you also have to make sure that everything is on the up and up and working properly in order for these systems to work the way they need to.
Correct. When you're looking at your typical shower, you know, your old single head shower that's doing 2.5 gallons of water a minute, you know, and an inch and a half drain, so we have to make sure the drain is going to be sized properly to get rid of that water, your water heater is large enough to take on that added demand, etc. Just the infrastructure of the house is all capable to handle the added demand.
So as we think about this and we say, you know, it can be done anywhere, the important facet is that somebody has to come out and take a look at your existing space, look at your existing system, and make sure that everything is going to be able to work, and then be able to price it. And as we always say, it can be done anywhere, anytime. It's just a matter of how much.
Correct. Everything has a cost.
You bet. All right. Let's take our last break in the show. And when we come back, we'll talk about a couple of other plumbing topics with Tim from Maritime Plumbing.
Check out Bricks in historic downtown Manitowoc for happy hour every Tuesday through Thursday from 4 until 6. Stop in and enjoy half-price wine, tap beers, and rail mixers. Happy hour at Bricks is the perfect time to meet up with family and friends, go out with your coworkers at the end of the day, or take a client out for a more casual meeting. Stop in today, Bricks, at the corner of 8th and Washington, Manitowoc.
Mattson Tiling and Excavating is celebrating their 50th year in business. They provide excavation and septic system work in Manitowoc and the surrounding counties and have an experienced, efficient, and reliable staff. Customer service and satisfaction are their top priorities. Contact them for a free estimate for your next excavating or septic system project at 920-758-2784. That's Madsen Tiling and Excavating, 920-758-2784. Trust the professionals. Madsen Tiling and Excavating.
Maritime Plumbing. For all your plumbing needs, turn to the people you can trust. Maritime Plumbing is a proud local business that is dedicated to customer service and quality work. Maritime Plumbing will provide same-day service on your water heater or sewer issues. And Maritime Plumbing always offers after-hours emergency service if you should need them. Further servicing your needs, give Maritime Plumbing a call to schedule a free estimate for trenchless lead water and sewer replacements and avoid tearing up your lawn. Give Maritime Plumbing a call at 682-8794. Maritime Plumbing, Manitowoc.
Apartment Hunters. Park Regency Management has the apartment you need in the location you want. Locally owned and managed, Forest Creek Apartments in the Harbortown District, Regency House next to the Senior Center, River North Apartments and Washington Park Apartments in the heart of downtown, and River's Edge Apartments for lakefront living. All offer carefree, maintenance-free living, modest to spacious, classic to luxurious, from Harbortown to downtown. One number, one call to Park Regency Management and you're in touch. 684-1531. That's 684-1531. Or go online to parkregencymanagement.com. Live carefree. Call 684-1531 or visit parkregencymanagement.com. 684-1531. Park Regency Management has the apartment you need at the location you want.
Smokey Bar Beer Heating. Whatever it takes.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps to make it a healthier home with our Bryant Whole Home Indoor Air Quality Solutions. Get cleaner air today.
Smokey Bar Beer Heating, whatever it takes.
When it comes to your lawn, trust the pros at Lakeland Landscape. They offer a variety of services like lawn installation and design, landscape renovation, retaining walls, brick paper sidewalks, and so much more. Or if you'd like to DIY, they can recommend, provide, and deliver everything you need to do the job yourself. They offer free consultation and estimates. So trust the pros at Lakeland Landscape in Manitowoc.
And now, let's get back to Welcome Home here on 1240 Radio WOMT.
And we are back, and today we're talking with Tim from Maritime Plumbing. Tim, let's talk a little bit about, about block sewers. Whether, you know, there comes a time where replacing may be just as good as repairing. And obviously there are plenty of times where repairing is just adequate to be able to take care of that.
So my office asked me to talk a little bit about sewers because the calls coming in have just, it's been crazy the last month or so. So in Manitowoc, a lot of the older houses, you know, houses built, you know, pre-1975, even in the, you know, mid-70s, are either cast iron or clay. Cast iron is, it's not a matter of when it's going to fail, or if it's going to, it's when it's going to fail. Cast iron is going to deteriorate, and it's going to collapse, and you're going to need to have that sewer fixed, replaced, et cetera.
I want to stop you real quick. Right. Cast iron deteriorates from the inside out.
Correct.
So if you start seeing something on the outside, there's nothing left on the inside.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we know those cast iron sewers are depending on what kind of soil they're bedded in, you know, how long they're going to last. And then the other thing is clay sewers. Clay is extremely brittle. The joints aren't watertight. It's just packed in with concrete. So we get the roots start to grow in those joints, crack the joints apart. And once you have the roots in the sewer, really, you're always going to have roots in your sewer. So it's a matter of, you know, we may clean that sewer, auger that sewer on, you know, January of this year, and all of a sudden you might be good for a year or 2 years or 3 years, but eventually it's just going to keep catching up and it's going to be more often. There are some additives, some chemicals that we can put in that sewer to try to slow that root growth. But ultimately, we can auger, we can jet, we can televise, we can show you everything that's in that sewer, and then it's you have to decide, like, do you want to keep this maintenance program going, or do we just decide, hey, let's just cut the cord on this, let's replace it with PVC, and you're not going to have an issue.
Yeah, right. That's what I think about, because I could see both. I mean, maybe somebody's not in a financial position today to be able to pull the pin on that, but, you know, in a couple years. So maybe they have to, you know, take the chance, okay, go ahead and auger it out now, but we'll have to start saving for that. And that's something that you guys will do when you're out there. If you auger at that time, I'm sure your guys are going to get back to you with information that allows you to create an estimate and say, okay, if you ever do this in today's cost, it would be this.
Correct. And we replace a lot of sewers. I try not to do spot repairs. I don't like to let a 50-year-old sewer in there and make a spot repair. Sometimes financially, that's your best decision. You know, you can't afford it right now. But I will try to always convince the customer, like, let's just replace it from the house to the main, get rid of all the problems beforehand.
Tim, as we're talking about that, are the sewer and the water usually brought, even years ago, brought into the home in the same area?
We'd always like to hope they are. Sometimes we run into that weird situation where one is brought in off of one road or 20 feet down the road from the other. But if we're going to replace your sewer and you have an older water service, we're going to do both at the same time with the pipe bursting technology that we use.
Yeah, right. That's kind of what I was getting at. I mean, it only makes sense to be able to take care of both of them, right?
Correct. We open up that road once, you know, we have one hole in the road, one hole in the basement, and we can replace the sewer and the water in that with that same machine, and then you're done.
If a customer has a concern, if they have lead, a lead-based line or lead in their drinking water, do you know how they go about doing that? I mean, is that something they go to the county for and do some testing, or does the city offer that because it's a city utility?
So the best place to start is with MPU. Excuse me. We do have a lot of customers that contact our office, and then we will help the program along through MPU and the homeowner. There is some federal dollars still available for that lead replacement program. Again, that all goes through MPU and how you're qualified for it and who gets the money and who doesn't. I recommend everyone call MPU, find out if you have lead, what the program consists of for your property, and then they will direct you to a list of pre-qualified plumbers, or you can call our office and we'll help you walk through those steps.
Jim, would this also increase pressure to somebody's home if they're saying that they have inadequate water pressure? Or could that also, I mean, you may be able to fix it to getting it into the home, but if they have galvanized piping throughout the home, it may still be an issue, correct?
So it won't necessarily help pressure. A lot of people are confused about that. The pressure is the pressure. What it helps is the flow, the gallons per minute. And that's the big thing that, you know, your galvanized lines or the size of your water service and everything else is. We want to increase the gallons per minute coming out of that faucet or at your meter. That's what we're trying to regulate.
All right, Tim. If our listeners are having some needs for plumbing, whether it's aging in place, specialty showers, block sewers, all those topics that we talked about today, how do they get a hold of the folks at Maritime Plumbing?
Maritime Plumbing is located at 2214 Franklin Street. We're open from 6:30 till 4:30, and our phone number is 920-682-8794, or check us out on the web at maritimeplumbing.com.
All right, Tim, thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, everyone, catch us back here next Tuesday morning at 8:30 for our episode of Welcome Home. We appreciate you listening today. Have a great and safe week.
Tradition of quality.
Today's episode of Welcome Home on WOMT and Cub Radio was made possible by these industry experts: Bank First, Bitter Newman, Brown Building Center, Carpets Plus of Manitowoc, Century 21 Aspire Real Estate Group, Lakeland Landscape, Madsen Tiling and Excavating, Maritime Plumbing and Mechanical, Park Regency of Manitowoc, Smoky Barbier Heating, Bricks in downtown Manitowoc, and by Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality. Tune in again next Tuesday morning at 8:30 for Welcome Home with Brandon Bartow of Bartow Builders on WOMT and Cub Radio. To learn more, visit bartowbuilders.com.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
Award-winning local news is on.